you. If you notice the beautiful flowers up front, and you'll notice a couple that has some gorgeous flowers on them as well. Roy and Addie, number 60 in their wedding anniversary. Congratulations. I won't tell you what he said in our Sabbath school class today for the secret of their success. Now I got your curiosity up, don't you? Don't I? Anyway, my folks had their 59th Thursday, so about the same vintage, I guess. So great. Glad you're part of our family. Glad you're keeping on, keeping on. Number 60, congratulations. You must be living your dreams to have 60. Must be great. Lodi Academy graduation is this weekend. How many here can remember back to your academy graduation, high school graduation? Any of you? A few. Yeah, okay. I'm surprised that you can really remember that far back, some of you. No, I'm sorry. That wasn't nice, was it? Wasn't nice. No, a lot of water under the bridge since then, hasn't there been? Next year, 2010, will be Debbie's and my 40th from our high school in Maplewood. As it's been mentioned here before, Brent and Debbie and I and Pastor Ward all graduated from Maplewood, but we graduated in 70, so we got you beat. There were 70 of us in our class in 1970, one of the biggest classes, I think, in their history. Anyway, how many here graduated from high school over 39 years ago? These are all the hands of the people that are older than I am. Okay, all right, so there's a few that are younger too, that's great. Can you remember the energy, the excitement, the goals, the dreams of youth? Hard to think back that far, isn't it? It was the dream and goal of graduating, as this picture shows, that helped a lot of kids actually make it. And you know, one of the things that I've never understood is how kids botch up just like right before graduation, and they don't get to graduate. I just don't understand that. I've never been able to understand kids doing that. Then after graduation, there was all sorts of dreams. Here, this fellow here is having his dream of graduating, and it's helping him to study and hit the books and get through there to graduate. But after graduation, there's lots of other dreams. Some of us had dreams of going on to college. Some of getting married, some of joining the military, some of jobs, etc., etc. It's having these dreams, having goals, having purposes that gives life meaning. It's those things that help you want to get out of bed in the morning. The text on the front of the bulletin this morning says, "It is pleasant to see dreams come true." Isn't it? Isn't it fun to dream something, to plan something, to work for it, and then to see it actually accomplished? People who have no dreams in this life, they don't want to live. They don't want to live. Now, I realize that there does come a time when having dreams in this life is physically and mentally not possible. That time does come. However, I would like to suggest that if you're sitting here today, you most likely still have the potential for having dreams, goals. Most people that don't have the potential aren't here. You know, part of schooling is taking tests, taking examinations, and I can tell you, I was glad to be out of school with tests and examinations. I was glad when that was done. But yet the Bible tells us in Lamentations, let us test and examine our ways. Now these might not be tests in math or physics or Bible verses, but they're talking about learning to evaluate your life. Evaluate your life. You ever do that? Do you ever wonder that if the way you're living your life really fits in with your goals and dreams, your God-given goals and dreams? Do you ever actually sit down and think, am I living the life that I really want to live? Do you ever evaluate your life? A few weeks ago, in our Sabbath school lessons, lesson number 4 to be exact, the week of April 18 to 24, there was a Sabbath school lesson that was simply entitled, Life. And the memory verse that week, the memory text, was John 10:10 from the New International Version. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The King James says, have life more abundantly. Life in its abundance. As you think about your life today, would you say that your life is abundant? That it is full? Just think to yourself. Don't have to answer it out loud. It's interesting. That week, I discussed with my classes. I have two. One on Wednesday afternoon at Golden Oaks and one here Sabbath morning. I discussed with them that week the value of writing a personal philosophy of life, a mission statement, a statement of goals, of values, of dreams. Now, you know, that's a tough assignment because I didn't have anybody, when I asked later on if they ever did it, nobody seemed to even know what I was talking about. That's tough. That's tough to sit down and do that. It's hard, and I suggested that they do it on paper. It's not the Ten Commandments in rock, you know. Put it on paper, change it, tweak it, work it, continually change it, but do it. Get started thinking about your life. What are your values? What are your dreams? What are your goals? What it does for me, it helps me to think about, and it also helps me to make choices that help me live a purposeful life. In other words, where am I going? Am I making choices that fit in with the direction I want to be going? Not just going along with whatever direction the winds of life are going. And I know sometimes we can't help but do that. There's some give and take, go with the flow. There is that. There are emergencies. We'll talk about that if I remember in just a minute. But normally we want to have a big picture of where we're going, the direction we want to be going. It could also help me see that some of the things I do that at the time may be very difficult, they may be mundane, they may be boring, they may be tough, but when I see that they fit into the picture of the direction of the life that I want to go, that helps me to do it. For example, some people have a very difficult time exercising, but when they realize that that's part of living a balanced, healthy life, and that's part of their vision for their life, is to be as healthy as they can, that helps them to exercise. If I want to have a healthy, balanced life, I need to exercise. So even though it may be boring at times, it helps me to do it. You see what I'm talking about? It helps us see what we're doing. Is it fitting in with our life? Is it fitting in with the direction? It's talking about the big picture. We're talking about a big picture, not talking about a lot of little details. Those work out as we go along, but this living our life, living our dreams, the dreams that I'm talking about are big picture dreams. Years ago, there was a young pastor, and it was not me, but there was a young pastor who was assigned a church right after he got out of school. And every week, as I heard the story, this pastor would work hard at preparing a sermon to share with his congregation. Worked hard, hours and hours. Try it sometime. He worked hard at wanting to have something valuable and meaningful to share with his congregation to help them on their spiritual journeys. One Sabbath after church, a more mature member of his flock stayed behind, and it was obvious that she wanted to talk with him. And after everyone else had gone, she said, Pastor, I really appreciate the obvious hard work that you put into sharing with us every Sabbath. I really appreciate that. And at the same time, I'd like to share something with you that I believe may help both you and us as members to grow spiritually. Is that okay? She asked his permission. Well, what could he say? All right. Okay. She says, it's very important for us as church members to hear what Jesus and what Paul and what Moses and Isaiah, Ellen White, Martin Luther, what they said, what they wrote. However, I can read what they wrote and what they said. I can read that for myself. Nevertheless, there is something that only you can share with us that no one else in the universe can. No one else in the world can do that. And that is how God is leading and working in your life. Please share both with us. Please share both. We need to hear both. We need to hear how it's working in your life, your struggles, your challenges, what's working. And we also need to be reminded about what the other said. So this morning, I'm going to do that. I'm going to share with you, I did the assignment that I asked my class to do. My classes, I asked them to do it. So I said, Rick, put your pen and pencil and paper and brain to work where your mouth is. Do it. So I made myself do it. I wrote down a philosophy of life, my goals that I worked on after I suggested that they do it. So here we go. My life's goal. My life's goal, to live life to the fullest as I currently understand it and to the best of my ability, and to be involved in helping others do the same. And I composed that and finished it May 5, 2009. That's pretty recent. Pretty recent. So there may be tweaking as I go along. But I'd like to just unpack it a little bit for us today. To live life to the fullest as I currently understand it. This is a big picture statement. This says a lot. There's a lot of life that fits into this category. See, I want this to be a big picture that everything fits into, one that covers a lot. It includes living life in all its dimensions. And as we have talked about in our classes, it covers a lot. It covers physical life in its fullness. It includes mental, you know, learning, studies, keeping on growing mentally. It covers the spiritual, the religious, the church life. It covers all that. It covers social relationships, how we get along with people, how we get along with God, how we get along with ourselves. It includes our emotions. It includes the sexual parts of our life. It includes our work life, our home life. And by the way, all of these are very, very interrelated. You know, we can talk about them, but what affects one affects the others. Haven't you found that out? What affects one part affects all the others. They are integrated. They are working together. So I want to learn to take care of my life in each of these healthy ways. And one of the challenges is living life to the fullest as I currently understand it means that there needs to be ebb and flow, give and take. For example, this last week, my computer at home got a virus. And it was a bad one. And I eventually couldn't even get the thing to boot up. To make a long story short, I spent 6 hours on the phone in nonstop to India on Sunday, my day off, great day off. 6 hours to India, tech support. Well, between that and another couple hours on Monday and between the hours of 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. this week, it's working. But to live life to the fullest, sometimes I have to make sacrifices in one area for an emergency situation because a computer is such a big part of my life. It's how I do Bible research. It's how I do word processing. It's how I pay my bills. It's how I communicate with a lot of people. It's a huge part. It's a tool that I use. And so I sacrificed this week some sleep, which is part of the physical that I need, you know, to live a balanced life. Sometimes we make sacrifices. I did not get some visits and some other things that people have been requesting I do because this is such a huge part of my life. I wanted to get it working. So learning to live life to the fullest means that we're not necessarily stuck in a rut. There's a lot of give and take as we currently understand it. There's a lot of change. There's a lot of moving around. There's a lot of doing things differently at different times. I want to share with you a couple mottos that I've heard, that I've read, that to me, as I think about it, are imbalanced. And one is printed, sorry folks, but one's printed on the front of the bulletin. One is the conference motto. And by the way, I emailed the conference when they were planning this, and I said, this to me is not healthy. It's not balanced. Nothing matters but the kingdom? Nothing? To me, that is not a true statement. We can say that the kingdom is the most important. Jesus said, seek ye first. But to say nothing matters but the kingdom? I disagree with that. So to me, that's not balanced living. That's not living balanced. That's not living life to the fullest. Some people live that way. Some people say, well, I can't play games with my kids because it's not part of the kingdom. Nothing matters but the kingdom. To me, that's not a balanced statement. Maybe I'm taking it too far, but that's how I work. That's the way my brain works. Another thing that I've read recently that has to do with health, I've seen a motto that says, health is not everything, but without it, everything is nothing. I totally disagree with that. That says that if I don't have my health, God is nothing. My family is nothing if I don't have my health. That's what it says. Might not be what the person meant who put it together, but it's what it says. So to me, that's not balanced. It's important to say health is very important, but there's a lot of different dimensions in our lives. And to say that always, to put everything into, put all our emphasis in just one and forget the others, to me, is not living life to the fullest. It's imbalance. Just some thoughts on that. Anyway, as I currently understand it, as I said, this implies growth. That's why I put the word currently understand it. It means learning. It means seeing things differently today than I did yesterday. And I can tell you, there's a lot of things I see very differently. How many of us would love to back up and do things differently? We can't. It keeps me from being too dogmatic and too stuck in a rut. It also may be very different than how you understand it. And we'll come back to that in a minute because that fits into the last part. Okay, moving on. To the best of my ability. This means I want to have a healthy dose of reality in my thinking. About my thinking, about how the choices I make, about the life I live, I want there to be balance, I want there to be reality, and that could be a real challenge for some, especially as we age, and we don't want to do what's for our good. It's amazing how as our abilities change, you know, as our brain changes, as our bodies change, we have a hard time changing the way we live life to the fullest. You know? Because the way I live life to the fullest today is differently than it was yesterday. It's different. People have a challenge adjusting with that. We have a terrible time adjusting that we can't spend as much time reading or studying as we used to. That we can't exercise as much as we used to. That's why it needs to be flexible. Our abilities change. So does the way I live life to the fullest. There's a lot of emphasis out there in literature on positive thinking. I believe positive thinking has its place, and at the same time, it's not the whole picture. I don't care how positively you think. You cannot do anything you set your mind to do. You can't. There are some things you can do, and there's some things you won't do unless you set your mind to it positively. But no matter how hard you think and try, you'll never be able to bat 1,000. It's not going to happen. I don't care how much you tell yourself, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, you'll never be able to jump over the moon. You can't. I believe it's healthier to balance positive thinking with reality, to the best of my ability. Our abilities change. We need reality thinking. And as we said, this means being flexible. As my life moves along, priorities change. When we're in school, sometimes we need to put more emphasis on our studies than we do relationships. We have to vary. That's a challenge. And that's, you know, Ellen White talks about that some with kids in college and the importance of buckling down, studying, and then there's the opposite gender that looks very attractive. How do you balance that out? Sometimes you have to put things on the back burner for a while. I'm going to bring my son into this, my younger son, who is a police officer in Texas. A few years ago, he was in police academy. And in Texas, it's rough. The two states in the union that have the most reciprocity and the toughest requirements to get in are California and Texas. That's what he says anyway. So when he was hired, but he had to go to police academy. You can't even get into police academy unless you're promised a job when you get out in Texas. So he had, it was like a 10-week intensive training. And they mean business. If you get 3 C's on examinations, you're kicked out. And that means no job. 3 C's. Within the first 2 weeks, he had 2 C's. We did a lot of talking on the phone about how on weekends, socializing over at Keene, which was very close to where he went to college and all that, and the old buddies were, need to put that on the back burner now, Ryan. You can't get another C. I mean, you go with the flow if you do botch it, but you got to put the emphasis on your studies. He's a police officer today. He made it. He didn't get another C, but boy, I tell you, were we sweating. So was he. So, you understand what I'm talking about needing to be flexible, to go with the flow, to make changes, to make adjustments as we live our lives, to keep in balance to the best of our ability. And finally, to be involved in helping others do the same. Involvement with others, sharing, helping, working with them where they are. Allowing others to choose, I think this is important, allowing others to choose to live the life to the fullest as they currently understand it to the best of their ability. That's part of my involvement with others. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't want them to be open for me to share things with them that may interest them, that may tweak their ideas, that may give them, new directions, new goals. They may be doing some things that are very unhealthy. But unless they buy into it, all the nagging in the world on my part won't fix it. They are responsible for their lives. I'm not. I'm talking about adults. And we all know the saying, it's been around for a long time, a person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. I may get them to do what I want, but unless it's part of their life, unless they are living life to the fullest as they understand it, to their best of their ability, I'm really kind of backfiring, not working much for their good. So, to live life to the fullest, my life goal, to live life to the fullest as I currently understand it, to the best of my ability, and to be involved in helping others do the same. Let me just, in wrapping up, share just a few little additional thoughts and quotes that I've come across in thinking about this. Just this week, again, it's amazing how things happen. Just this week, I was visiting with a lady, and she had this quotation on in her room at an assisted living facility, and I said, may I copy that? Fits in with what I'm talking about this weekend. She said, sure, here goes. Don't fret over what you do with your time if you could live it over again. Get busy with what you have. How many live in the woulda, coulda, shouldas of life? If I could just go back in time, knowing what I do now, would I do lots of things differently? You better believe it. We all would, I imagine, but we can't. We can't. That's what forgiveness, accepting God's forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, moving on, growing, making mistakes, learning, that's what it's all about. Here's an interesting one. Let's see. Oop, I guess I missed it. Oh, there it is. I have it in the wrong order in my notes. Okay. Don't be afraid to go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. That's interesting, isn't it? It's scary sometimes. You know, we might make mistakes. To venture out into the unknown, God may be asking us to do something, to move in new directions, to make choices about family, jobs, money. It can be scary. But we need to step out, to face our fears, to go forward. Okay, now back up. The way to get ahead is to get started. Now, you know, one day at a time, one small step at a time, moving on little by little. If your dreams are nightmares, I don't suggest you attempt to live those dreams. Get some help. However, if your dreams are based on balanced, healthy, God-centered, God-given principles, I encourage you to live your dreams. Let me pray. Father, thank you that we can share together. Thank you that you do plant within our hearts dreams and goals, and at the same time, they need tweaking, they need adjusting. We want to have focus. We want to have vision. We want to learn to be humble, to apologize, and at the same time, to be open to your Spirit, to go forward in faith, to work with others, to help us all to live as best we can the abundant life in this world, which is more and more abundant, as we live and wait for the land of eternal abundance. This we ask and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.